Here we are with another aha moment, a Good Glow mini, this time from the incredible Dr. Mindy Pels. She has been on the Good Glow podcast twice, and here she is to remind us to take better care of ourselves.
Because I've been thinking about this a lot as I've been doing so many interviews and just trying to help women understand their bodies, is that there is something when they hear a conversation like we've had and a conversation like we're going to have, that there's an inner knowing that they couldn't quite put words to. That's just, you're just reconnecting with a part of yourself that you didn't really have words for. You know, my health is a non-negotiable for me. It's my top priority because I can't be the author I want to be. I can't be the communicator I want to be. I can't be the mother I want to be, even though my kids are older. I can't be the wife I want to be if I don't have my health. So I'm really, really clear that I always put my health first. And for me, it's lifestyle. It's like eating right, fasting, moving right, sleeping right, like just really prioritizing those things. And when you do, you have a sense of energy that feels limitless.
Yeah, I love that, because actually I chose to get healthy after I had cancer, but I felt like I had no choice. So sometimes when I'm making healthy decisions for myself, I am wondering, is that coming from a place of fear?
Oh, that's so interesting. So I've sat with a lot of people who've had cancer. Like when I was in clinical practice, one of my specialties was lifestyle for people who, you know, needed to heal from cancer. And I think cancer actually is a huge motivator. And I think that's brilliant, because there's like, you're up against a wall. Mm-hmm. And you don't have a choice now. You have to take better care of yourself. But now we should all look at you and be like, you're inspiring us to take care of our health before we get the diagnosis.
Yeah.
So that can be your message to the world. It's just like, why wait till the diagnosis? You just got a glimmer of something that was really scary. So if that's motivating you, phenomenal. But we can all learn from you.
No, I love that, because I think you say in your new book, which is amazing, Eat Like a Girl, you say health is not a destination. It's an ongoing journey. It's something we choose every day. And I think so many people are waiting around until they get sick in order to change. Yeah. So how do we get the motivation if we're kind of just ticking along? We don't feel great. You know, everyone else is a priority except for ourselves. How do we get the motivation to begin a health journey?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. This is such a good question. Here's one of my favorite phrases. You don't need motivation. You need momentum. If you're trying, I always used to tell my patients that there's like this version of you that you want to be, this healthy version that you want to be. And then there's the person you are today. And then there's a big gap in between those two. There's like, and it feels daunting to be like, let's say you want to lose 50 pounds. You're like, oh, 50 pounds. That's like a lot. How am I going to do that? But if you start to see that it's not the motivation to lose 50 pounds that is necessary, it's little moments of momentum. But every single time we are bring on these big, like daunting journeys for ourselves. Like I'm going to go, like, think about what happens in the new year. Everybody's like, I'm going to the gym, at least here in America. Everybody is I'm going to the gym. And then they go and they don't know why they're there. Maybe they don't hire a trainer. They just pop on some of the machines. And within 2 weeks, they don't see any result and they're done. Mm-hmm. So it's momentum. So in your case, and in the busy mom case, what is going to give you the most momentum? Is it going to be getting up and walking 20 minutes every day? Is it going to be maybe if you can go to sleep a little bit earlier? Is it going to be that? Is it going to be like what is going to give you? I can't answer that for you.
Oh, I love that. And it's like what James Clear said in Atomic Habits, just cast your vote.
Yes.
Just one tiny little thing at a time. And then eventually, you know, you're like, oh, my skin brain's cleared up, or, oh, right, I have more energy, and, oh, I'm choosing the healthy food without thinking twice about it, because each decision you can cast a vote.
Mindy is such a girl's girl. I feel like she always has our back. I absolutely loved that from her today. We don't need motivation. We just need momentum. And that is so true. Once you start, once you get over that first hurdle, that's the hardest part of any journey. The September reset is starting on Monday. If you want to join me for a 10-day challenge, I'll leave a link in the show notes. There is so much in the September reset. The first day is absolutely wow, and you will feel amazing after it. We're going to clear emotional and mental clutter. We're going to protect our energy for the rest of the year. And you know what? You're going to get to put yourself on your own to-do list. And I think we all need to do that in September. Join me through the link in the show notes. I've also left a link to our Christmas show, which has gone to low availability. It's on December 6th at the National Concert Hall. Thank you so much to Dove Advanced Care Body Wash for supporting the Good Glow this season. If you're ready to treat your skin to something truly nourishing, Dove Advanced Care Body Wash is available nationwide. Trust me, your skin will thank you.